Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from My Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about what is wholesale in buying real estate. Stay tuned. Hey my friend, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you. In this edition, I'm going to switch a little bit of, we're talking about wholesale real estate today, but I'm going to switch gears a little bit because there's a question that came in from one of our viewers, let me just dive in, okay? It says, "Hey Ola, it just seems like all the properties in my real estate local market is overpriced. How do I know?" Well, when I do a quick estimate of cash flow as against debt service, the math does not add up to profits. Okay, all right. So first of all, that claim that everything is overpriced, it's relative. So I don't know what you mean. You know, there's so many factors. Maybe you're looking in the wrong place. You know. I have other videos on this channel that talks about how to find properties, how to find deals, how to find cash buyers and all those things. So you can Google Ola Talks Abitogun Real Estate Wholesale and you can find a ton of videos on that. So I don't know what you mean by that. But in terms of cash flow, debt service, it's not adding up. If you don't know what debt service means, debt service is how much you pay for holding the property. So on mortgages, okay? So if you owe money to own a property, like mortgage, right? The money you pay every month to service that mortgage is what you call debt service, okay? So he says, let's see here. He says, well, when I do a quick estimate of cash flow, as against cash flow, that means how much money is coming in from owning a property, right? Or how much money is coming from rent in the area, right? As against debt service, which I told you how much you pay on your mortgage, the math does not add up to profits. So that's justified, you know. But like I said, this retail market, and people buy properties for multiple different reasons. Majority of the properties that's been sold on the market, is based on emotions, okay? And emotions, you can't really put a dollar sign on emotions. You know, somebody comes to a property and they fall in love with the house, they fall in love with the house. I want it. I want that property, right? And if they want it, they want it. And they're willing to pay a price that, you know, they feel is worth for it. And sometimes that price is not necessarily, cannot be justified by debt service or cash flow from the property. In that sense, if you're looking on the retail market, which is where most people spend money, sentimental value, emotional value, they just love the house. They fell in love with the house. In that sense, you're right. Maybe you're looking in the wrong place. That's why I said maybe you're looking in the wrong place. Okay? So he goes, a few days ago, while chatting with a few friends, one of them mentioned wholesale deals. Okay, he apparently learned about it from a YouTube video. All right, so wholesale deals, I'll talk about wholesale deals in a second. He goes, I've seen your other videos on wholesaling, good, but I think it's more on selling. And he's kind of right. Can you talk a little on wholesale in buying real estate? Thanks. All right, so typically you see videos on my channel about wholesale, like real estate wholesale as a business model, in which case you put a property under contract and then you sell equitable interest of that contract to an end buyer, a cash buyer, a mortgage buyer, whatever. You know, you flip the house to an end buyer for a quick profit, anything from $2,000 to $82,000, which is the highest I've made on a wholesale deal, right? And that's wholesale, but that's more on the selling side. That's what he's talking about. Now, from a buying standpoint, what is wholesale in buying real estate? Well, essentially, as opposed to you going into the market, the regular market, right, to go buy property at retail price, in which case you're competing with people that are buying purely based off of emotion, okay? They fell in love with the property, they're buying it, all right? That's why you see properties skyrocket in value. And, you know, the rent in the area, like, for example, in Newark, New Jersey, rent in the area is $1,200, $1,300 if you're really lucky. But they're selling properties for $300,000, $400,000 in a two-family house. Your mortgage, your service, your debt service is, I don't know, maybe $3,500. But when you had $1,200 plus $1,200, it's only $1,200. It's only $2,400. And now you have a mortgage payment of $2,700. So you're deep in the hole. Like every month, even though you have two tenants that you have to babysit, but you have to come out of pocket to pay the mortgage every month. a bad investment deal. Would you agree? Right, think about it. Debt service, $2,700. Cash flow is $2,400. Minus repair cost, minus the estimate cost of maintaining the property, tear and wear, license, getting a ticket on the street, maintaining the property, manager, like property management cost of maybe 5-10% from your cash flow if you're doing it right, and then you're in the negative. That's what he's talking about, that it does not add up, the math does not add up to profitability. And it's true, a lot of people get into trouble like that. Okay, so but like I said, you may be looking in the wrong place. So the right place to look when you're trying to be a beginner real estate investor, because that's what you are. When you start looking at cash flow versus debt service, now you're coming in the territory of being a real estate investor, okay, as opposed to a real estate ownership. Real estate ownership does not mean you own an asset, right? Most people, as a matter of fact, own a liability, because what makes it an asset is not the name phrase real estate. What makes it an asset is what it does in your pocket every month, okay? In your bank account every month. If it takes money out of your pocket net every month, that's a liability. It doesn't matter if it's real estate, okay? If you put money in your pocket every month, that's called an asset. It doesn't matter if real estate or your car. It depends on what it does into your pocket every month. So in a lot of ways, my car is more of an asset to me than a house. Why? Because my car puts money in my pocket. Because when I put it to work, how much money I spend on it and how much money that piece of equipment puts in my pocket, it becomes an asset. Okay? So people misconstrue that. People don't even know the real meaning of asset and liability at times, because they keep looking at the subject, which is the piece of property. You got to look at what it does. Okay? So now from a wholesale and buying real estate standpoint, if you want to buy, you got to start looking at buying wholesale. Stop looking at the retail market. Like, even when you look at retail market, look for wholesale deals, okay? Look for a property that, yes, it's worth $400,000 in the retail market, but you can pick it up for $320, $330, $350, right? You can save $20,000, you can save $30,000, right? That $30,000 can go towards your closing cost, right? But you are better off when you look for properties like that than a person who just go directly into the market, buy a property for $400,000 because the comp says it's worth $400,000, and now they have to pay an additional $20,000-$30,000 on closing cost, holding cost, and things like that. So that's what wholesale in buying real estate is. You look for deals. You look for deals, as compared to what the retail deals are saying. If they say property is worth $400,000, you start putting an offer at 20-30% discount. Because you're gonna buy and hold. Now, I'm not talking, if you're here and you're a real estate wholesaler, you're looking to flip a property, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people that want to buy and hold. Okay, if you want to buy and hold, you're not really looking at ROI. Okay, ROI is of little value to you as compared to cash flow. Okay, you really want cash flow, and your numbers should be calculating based on cash flow. And cash flow is, we're talking debt service versus how much is coming in right now, okay? And you want to have profits coming in every single month. You're looking at cap rate on a monthly, annual basis, as opposed to you buy, you sell a property, you got rid of it. It's two different topics entirely, okay? Two different topics entirely. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking to buy and hold, which should be everybody's long-term goal, okay? If you're a buy and flip person, that's cool. I like that. Okay, you're raising money, you're making quick cash. But when you start thinking retirement, when you start thinking you got kids, they got to go to college funds, then you really got to start looking at buying and holding onto properties as assets. Okay, and when I say that, I'm not talking about being a landlord. It's two different things between property or real estate ownership or real estate investment and being a landlord. A landlord is actually a job, okay? And if you can avoid taking on that job in addition to being a real estate investor, I would advise you to do that, okay? Avoid taking on the job of a landlord. A job of a landlord and super is the same thing. Now you gotta answer to broken toilets, you have to answer to broken rails, and you have to answer to mold in it. You need to structure your deals, okay? So if on this channel, you can search for Ola Talks Abitogun Property Evaluator. I have a calculator on one of the videos on here. Search for it, and you can learn how to calculate your cash flow versus debt service. And in that is structured the 10% fee for a property manager, a super, somebody to look after the property for you. Because in this game, it's not about how much time you invest in, it's about how much of your money is at work. Okay, it's about how much of your buying power, actually more like buying power, is at work. And what is buying power? It doesn't have to involve any cash. It could be a good credit, it could be good cash, it could be, more importantly, a good network. Okay, because I was having a chat with a few of my friends yesterday, and I said, how do you raise $20 million? I said, if you have 800 825 credit score, can you raise $20 million? He said yes. I said no. Okay, you can't raise $20 million if all you have is 800 credit score. You need a network for that. Okay, you need a network, you need relationships, you need experience. Okay, and sometimes experience can come to the table by way of your network. And those are some of the things that come with real estate investment in general, but it comes with experience. Okay, so if you're starting off, you're brand new, you're getting into buying a property for the first time, wholesale in buying real estate is where you want to be looking. And yes, you look on the regular market, but you're looking for deals, wholesale deals. You're looking for, you know, save 20, 30%, save, you know, off whatever the property is worth, save 10% at least, save some closing costs, you know. But more importantly, you want to be looking at, yes, your debt service versus cash flow ratio. And you want to be looking at that very closely, because you don't want to be looking over your shoulder every month thinking, oh my God, I think I'm going to get in trouble, I'm losing money every month. And you're speculating that the property is going to increase in value someday. Maybe not. Maybe you will die before it increases. We don't know. There's too many factors. Does that make sense? So that's all I have for you on this episode. Now, if you're looking for real estate deals, you're looking for wholesale deals, one of the best way is to learn online marketing. And you can literally funnel them in from online marketing. Okay. And that's something I cover extensively. When you go through my free class, you see the link on the screen, olatalks.com/mastermind. I have a ton of goodies in there. There's some PDFs you get to download where you can learn all this stuff. olatalks.com/mastermind. Olatalks is spelled O-L-A-T-U-X. For those of you that are listening to me on the podcast. And that's what I have for you on this episode. Please click share, give me a like, share your thoughts and your questions below in the comment area. And give me a thumbs up. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I'll see you on the next one. Peace.